Hi, this is Daniel Garber the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three indie comedies about characters who find themselves in odd situations. There's middle-aged school teachers going off the wagon, a Brooklyn couple going off-grid, and a teenage girl heading off this planet. Save Yourselves, written and directed by Alex Houston Fisher and Eleanor Wilson. Sue and Jack, played by Sunita Mani and John Reynolds, are a Brooklyn couple in their early 30s. They love each other, but something seems to be missing. Could be because they spend their lives glued to smartphones for texting, social networks, and search engines. They can't answer a simple question without Googling it first. So, when a friend at a wedding party offers them the use of his grandparents' cottage in the woods, they decide it's now or never. They cut the cords and take a week completely off-grid. That means no schedule, no emails, no listicles, and no phones. Their lives will be authentic and spontaneous, they say. So they pack up their bags along with ample arugula and kale and drive up north. At the cottage, they notice new things, like meteors falling from the sky. And they have frank conversations. Jack tries to become more manly by doing things like chopping wood, while Sue resists pulling out her phone at every couple minutes. They're offline, you see. It's difficult, but they can manage until things start getting really strange. Loud bangs in the background and an auburn poof, sort of like a fluffy ottoman, that they find in the cottage. Why does it keep moving by itself? Aren't they going crazy? Or is something else going on? Well, it turns out these adorable tribbles are actually dangerous aliens taking over the world. They devour any ethanol they can find and send out smelly waves disabling their enemies. Sue and Jack don't know any of this because they're offline, but they also unknowingly fled chaos in the cities just in time. So can they survive this alien invasion, or will they just be its latest casualties? Save Yourselves is a cute and satirical comedy about ineffectual millennials trying to make it in a post-apocalyptic world. It's funny, goofy, and silly. Reynolds does Jack as an insecure dude in a mustache, while Manny is an alienated Sue who misses her mom. They're a good comedy duo who play off each other well. I like this low-budget comedy. Max Cloud, directed by Martin Owen. It's Brooklyn in 1990. Sarah is a teenage girl who loves video games. She's glued to her TV set 24/7. And it looks like she's about to reach the top level of her Space Explorer game, where Max Cloud and his sidekicks fight off the bad guys invading the spaceship. But her dad, Tony, is worried about her. She's not doing her homework, so he grounds her and takes away the joystick. But that's not fair. I want to finish. Sarah wishes she could play this game all the time forever. Little does she know, her wish is someone else's command, and she's magically transferred into the game itself. Only they're real people now, not 16-bit game icons. There's the hero, the devilishly handsome chowderhead Max Cloud, played by Scott Adkins, the cynical Rexy, played by Sally Collette, and Jake, the wide-cracking young cook, played by Elliot James Langridge. And wouldn't you know it, Sarah, aboard the game, she takes the form of Jake, not Max. They've crash-landed on the prison planet called Heinous, and have to escape before the evil villains, She and Revengeor, take over. Now it's real life, not a game. How can Sarah escape? Luckily, her best friend Cowboy, played by Frank Drame, is in her bedroom holding the controls. If he can win the game, she can come back to the real world. But if not, she's trapped there forever. Okay, when I started watching Max Cloud, it felt off. It felt weird. The game's characters spoke larger than life. The sets looked tacky and cheap, and the whole concept felt too over the top to be taken seriously. Why are they talking so strangely? Then it hit me. They're all British actors. They're playing cartoonish American characters using a high camp sensibility. Sort of like a low-budget episode of Pee-wee's Playhouse invaded by characters from Mystery Science Theater 3000. When looking at it that way, it's actually quite cute and funny. The plot is basically non-existent, but the characters are enjoyable. I laughed, and I really love the 16-bit style computer animation, especially when they use live human actors, but in a jerky 90s style Street Fighter battle scene. Very cool. If you're into mullets and vintage games, you'll love Max Cloud.
What a life, what a night, what a beautiful, beautiful ride.
Another Round, directed by Thomas Vinterberg. Martin, played by Mads Mikkelsen, is a history teacher at a Copenhagen high school who feels like something is missing from his life. He used to be funny, handsome, and vibrant. He was a ballet dancer doing a PhD, for God's sake. But now, his home life is dull, his job even worse. His kids never talk to him, and his wife works nights. He rarely sees her. Somewhere along the way, his get up and go got up and went. Even his students are revolting over his unimpressive classes. What can he do? Well, one night at a birthday dinner with his three best friends, Tommy the gym coach, played by Thomas Bo Larsen, Nikolai the psychology teacher, played by Magnus Milung, and Peter, who heads the school choir, played by Lars Ranthe, propose a scientific experiment to change their lives, all four of them, based on the writings of Norwegian psychologist Finn Skarderud, who says human beings work best at an alcohol level of 0.05. So they decide to maintain that level of drunkenness every day except for nights and weekends. They carry personal breathalyzers to reach the exact level and flasks of vodka so no one can smell it, and they take careful notes of its effect. The initial results? Well, life is more fun, people laugh more, work seems easier, and their self-confidence and courage is growing. It's like wearing beer goggles all the time. On the negative side, there's slurred speech, clumsiness, injuries, and bad judgment. And when they raise the level to 0.1, things get really interesting. Other people are starting to notice with potential terrible consequences. Have they taken their experiment too far? Another Round is a very clever comedy about the good and the bad points of alcohol. It's all done tongue-in-cheek, of course. Danish director Thomas Vinterberg loves poking at the bourgeoisie. Obviously, I'm not shouting three cheers for alcoholism, but, you know, after decades of Calvinistic Hollywood movies about the evils of hooch, reefer madness, and various other addictions, it's refreshing to see something from the other side, taking the point of view of the guy who wears the lampshade on his head, not the finger-waving Mrs. Grundy's of this world. Mads Mikkelsen is superb as a man whose life is reawakened by drinking and includes an amazing dance sequence toward the end. This isn't a light, easy movie. Parts will definitely make you squirm. But Another Round is something different, something that you should see. You can watch Save Yourselves beginning on Tuesday, while Another Round and Max Cloud both open today digitally and on VOD. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.